From NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. A United Nations spokesman says at least 220 people are dead in the Democratic Republic of Congo after a fuel tanker overturned and exploded. Another 110 people were injured. The BBC's Tom Fessy reports from Kinshasa.
The number of casualties may rise as local and UN rescue teams are evacuating victims to medical centers. A fuel truck toppled over in a village called Sange, about 70 kilometers south of the provincial capital Bukavu. The leaking fuel then caught fire and the truck exploded. Many people died as they had gathered around the truck to collect fuel. Several houses were burnt to ashes in a village home to many Congolese soldiers and their families. The origin of the fire is still unclear.
The BBC's Tom Fessy reporting from Kinshasa. Workers in the Gulf of Mexico began testing a new skimmer today in their efforts to stop oil from a gushing well that exploded April 20th. Jeff Brady just got back from viewing the vessel from the air.
The Coast Guard says they're going to spend the next 2 days just seeing how the ship works, how much oil it can take in. But the admiral who we're traveling with, he said there are some concerns because this oil is not out there in one big slick. It's actually in little fingers in the water.
The owners of the vessel claim it's the largest oil skimmer in the world. General David Petraeus has made his first public statements after arriving in Kabul to take command of U.S. forces. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports the general encouraged cooperation between the U.S. military and State Department.
General Petraeus flew into Kabul Friday on the same plane as U.S. Ambassador to Afghanistan Carl Eikenberry in an attempt to show that poor relations between the military and the embassy are over. At a 4th of July celebration at the U.S. Embassy, Petraeus preached teamwork.
I'm reminded that this is an effort in which we must achieve unity of effort and common purpose. Civilian and military, Afghan and international, we are part of one team with one mission.
Petraeus authored the counterinsurgency strategy being applied by his predecessor, but the general arrives in Afghanistan after almost 9 years of U.S. military action has failed to neutralize the Taliban insurgency. He'll take command in an official handover ceremony on Sunday. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
Vice President Joe Biden landed in Baghdad today to visit troops over the 4th of July holiday. President Obama had a special message to the troops in his weekly address.
I wish every American a safe and happy 4th of July. And to all our troops serving in harm's way, I want you to know you have the support of a grateful nation and a proud commander-in-chief.
The president also announced his administration is providing $2 billion in loan guarantees to two solar companies. Senator Saxby Chambliss of Georgia delivered the Republican address and criticized the Democrats for out-of-control spending. This is NPR News. Authorities say they've made an arrest in connection with several attacks against police officers in the California city of Hemet. Since December 31st, there have been seven such attacks with booby traps and arson directed against city law enforcement officials. Most recently, a fire was set Monday at the police evidence storage facility. No one has been injured in any of the attacks. The Press Enterprise reports detectives have made at least one arrest and plan to announce significant developments in the case later today. Germany rolled over Argentina in today's quarterfinal of the 2010 Soccer World Cup in South Africa. Vicky O'Hara reports from Johannesburg.
Argentina came to South Africa looking for revenge. The Argentines lost to Germany on penalties in the last World Cup, also in the quarterfinals. Argentine coach Diego Maradona was quoted as saying that it was the will of God that his team defeat Germany this time around. It was not to be. The German team took control of the match just 3 minutes in when Thomas Müller scored. The favored South American team never regained its momentum. After that, the Germans were unstoppable. Miroslav Klose and Arnie Friedrich added three more points in the second half to send Maradona's team home. The semifinals begin on Tuesday when the Netherlands team takes on Uruguay. For NPR News, I'm Vicky O'Hara in Johannesburg.
The other quarterfinal match today is underway in Johannesburg between Paraguay and Spain. There is still no score after 78 minutes of play. And in women's tennis, Serena Williams won the title at Wimbledon today. She beat Vera Zvonareva 6-3, 6-2. This was her fourth single Wimbledon championship. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.